Glad to be joined this morning by State Senator Mike McGuire of Healdsburg. Good morning, Senator.
Hey, good morning, Pat. How you doing?
You sound more awake than you ought to be at this time of the week.
There we go. Hitting the caffeine hard this morning.
Yeah, I can tell. Of course, so much activity in over the past many weeks, but particularly this week as we try to get everything done before Friday. And one of the big, maybe the biggest issue for us in the North Bay after last October is the emergency notification system, and talk about the current status of SB 833.
Absolutely. SB 833 would create a statewide universal emergency alert system for natural and man-made disasters. So we're all very familiar with Amber Alert. When a child goes missing,
yes,
we all receive the Amber Alert on our cell phones. We hear about it on KSRO through an alert. We hear about it on television and see the child enter the license plate of the vehicle that took the child on electronic billboards on our state highway system.
Right.
Same piece here. The way it would work is that when there is a natural disaster, every resident who is in harm's way would receive an alert on their cell phone, their landline telephone, radio, television, and electronic highway billboards in all 58 counties. In addition, what we also know from the county of Sonoma, Mendocino County, Napa County, as well as Lake County, is that opt-in systems like Nixle,
yeah,
they work, but if you look at the big scheme of things, very few people actually subscribe to Nixle. This would be an opt-out system. You will receive the alert unless you don't want to, and you have to physically opt out.
That makes perfect sense.
Of the system.
Yeah, that's. I think that's an important part of this whole thing, as I know you do too. And will this be, let's say something happens statewide, Senator, would these alerts go off at the same time no matter where you were in California, or would it be up to the counties to enact them at a particular time?
It's a fantastic question, and as part of the legislation, we're putting together an organizing committee prior to Amber Alerts being implemented in the state of California. The state of California brought emergency managers, firefighters, police officers, representatives of California cities and counties, the Broadcasters Association, to be able to determine, should we do one statewide? Should we leave it up to each of the 58 counties to be able to broadcast? So what's going to happen with that is that the organizing implementation committee will actually make that decision. What I'll say and what I believe is that there will be an ability to do a statewide emergency alert from the State Warning Center by the Office of Emergency Services, but discretion would typically be given for locals to be able to broadcast their alert on those five mediums, TV, radio, landline, cell phones, and electronic billboards on state highways. And what I'll share is that this is an issue that is not foreign to other 58 counties. We know in Shasta County during the car fire, there were significant challenges with the emergency alert system. The Thomas Fire in Santa Barbara and Ventura County, emergency alerts went out when the mudslides were actually happening or after they took place. And same thing here in Sonoma County. There was a bit of a haphazard approach to sending out emergency alerts. And the other part of all this is 72 cell phone towers were down.
Yeah.
And folks weren't getting their alerts. And I will share, Pat, is the city of Willits, for the greater part of 5 days, all they had was radio. Their cell phone towers were down. They had no landline telephones. Cable television was out, and there was no internet. And alerts weren't going out on the radio. And that's simply unacceptable, which is why we want to make sure that we hit multiple communication mediums to warn as many people as quickly as possible.
Well, that's the goal, and then that should be the goal, because as you know, we found out what areas we were woefully unready for, and it sounds like, how do you feel about it, the bill as it is, awaiting the governor's signature?
I'm hoping that the governor is going to look favorably on this.
We have bipartisan
support. Both Republicans and Democrats are supporting this bill. And I'll share, and I don't want to be over dramatic, but look, we lost 44 folks in the North Bay. People are dying because they're not receiving emergency alerts. And it would be an injustice for the legislature not to pass this and the governor to sign this bill. We are the largest state in the union. We are a nation state. We're not reinventing the wheel. We have the same technology for missing kids, the same technology, Silver Alerts for Missing Seniors, and it's time we implement a universal emergency alert system in California for natural and man-made disasters.
And talk about, Senator, what the timeline of the enaction of this bill would be once signed.
Great question. So the governor will have 30 days once it hits his desk to be able to sign the legislation or not. Then there would be a 12-month implementation period for that organizing committee to be appointed. And by the end of 2019, the bill will be formally implemented and distributed to each of the 58 counties. There is a trigger in this bill as well. If cities and counties choose not to adopt a universal emergency alert system, they will potentially lose millions in funding from the Office of Emergency Services. So there's some sugar to this. And there is some salt. And the salt is, if you don't implement, you are at risk of losing significant funding from the state if you don't adopt an emergency alert system for your county.
I don't think a lot of citizens would have a problem with that part, Mike.
Heck no. And we should have been doing this long ago. And I think we need to learn from our mistakes. The mistakes have continued this year into our wildfire season. And it's beyond time to be able to get this bill signed into law.
Agreed. And I'm happy to see that a part of this of SB 833 involves training, too, because, you know, county by county, the emergency personnel need to know, you know, the why and the when of this.
You're absolutely right, and we have seen firsthand what the lack of training could potentially do as we had local emergency managers in the North Bay that were operating off of two-year-old information and did not realize the actual emergency alert software had been updated so that you can better target populations and neighborhoods versus sending out a countywide emergency alert. And I think that's the other really important part of all this. What this bill would do, it would mandate training of all local emergency managers that alert standards are adopted in each of the counties, and that they have to be able to work with the state to ensure that residents are being hit on those five communication mediums for timely alerts at time of disaster.
Well, it can't be. It couldn't be more important, and it couldn't be, you know, more life or death than SB 33 or 833. And congratulations for getting it to this point. I know it's been a lot of work, Senator.
A lot more work, and Pat, I got to say, you've been phenomenal through this. I'm looking forward to joining you here in a couple of weeks to raise some funds for those who are continuing to struggle from the North Bay firestorm. And Ms. Kerrigan, you do a fantastic job for the North Bay, for the county, and you have been the voice through all of this, and just want to say thank you.
My pleasure, and my mother thanks you too.
Hey, there we go.
Thank you for being with us. This is an important time. We expect this to be a done deal, hopefully very soon when it lands on the governor's desk, and look forward to that celebration, Mike.
Thank you so much.
All right, that is Senator Mike McGuire talking about SB 833. We've been waiting for a bill similar to this in terms of having a better emergency notification system for a long time. I will say that Sonoma County is enacting changes on its own long before this statewide assessment will take place, before it will be enacted. And testing of that system here in Sonoma County is going to take place September 10th and September 12th. We'll give you plenty of warning about that before it happens. And yes, Senator McGuire has agreed to be our auctioneer at the Heroes of October golf tournament at Oakmont Golf Club on October 1st. Do you want to go? Just go to KSRO.com and click on the Heroes of October link.